Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Alzheimer's this morning. The Walked End Alzheimer's is October 13th. It's at a new place this year. We're going to get into all of that. Lori Myers, our old friend, well, not old friend, but our friend, is back here this morning. Lori, good to have you here.
Great to be here, as always, Ted.
Lori is the regional director of the Fredericksburg office of the Alzheimer's Association, the Greater Richmond chapter, and Jennifer Murphy is here, one of the directors of the walk. Jennifer, good to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for allowing me.
How does we did allow you? You knew the password, so you got in the door.
That's right.
How does one become an assistant director for the Alzheimer's walk?
You sit in the back of the room so nobody notices you, so yes. You're the first person they pick on.
I thought it was either that or you miss a meeting and you come to the meeting.
Voluntold.
Well, it's great what you do. We laugh about it, but boy, this is something. This is such a special event for a lot of people because this whole disease. Is we've talked about it, Lori. We always talk about we always start and say that this is the type of disease that when you hear that people get it, it's a death sentence.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have that cure, and we're desperately looking for that cure, and we will get there. One of the themes to this year's walk is we're looking for that first survivor, and it is a white flower that represents that first survivor. So yes, we have not given up the fight. This walk is certainly an opportunity to all pull together and raise money and increase awareness. So we're not giving up.
More so than any other type of walk that we see throughout the year in this community, this one is so personal to so many people. We talk about how everybody's touched by cancer, and they are, but boy, everybody's got a story, it seems, with Alzheimer's.
You're exactly right, Ted. I've seen even in the last couple of years, it used to be I'd ask somebody and they say, no, I don't think I know anybody. Now, every time I mention it, this is what we do, everybody has a connection. It's either personal in the family, or there's a neighbor or a church family member. So we are we're seeing it more and more, and more people willing to talk about it as well.
One of the first years that I came, and this was the first year I did come to the walk, seeing so many people with buttons with people's picture on it, whether it was a family, some kind of a family member or a friend. And that's what I think makes this such a personal thing.
You're right. Families do pull together that way, or they'll do a t-shirt with someone's name on it or a picture. So it's a very empowering thing to bring everybody together, focus on the cause, and make a difference.
The walk itself, Jennifer, is October 13th. And it's coming up, but you're at a different location for the last number of years. You've been at the University of Mary Washington. You're at Mary Washington this year, but Mary Washington Hospital, the Fredericksburg campus.
That's correct. We've moved location. We think the route might be easier for people to navigate. We want it to be super friendly to anybody who's in a wheelchair, and we want parking to be easier. We love the fact that University of Mary Washington has hosted us for so many years, and we certainly appreciate that, but we thought maybe we needed to broaden our horizon by going to a new location.
I never thought about that with parking, but that will be easier because with the university and the neighborhoods, and some streets you can park on, some streets you can't, it's all right there.
Right. It's a great opportunity for more people to come out and just join in on the camaraderie of the day of being with people that are going through the same thing you're going through and getting to meet people that are experiencing what you as a family are going through. So it's a great day for just networking and meeting people that have walked in your shoes. I think that's really important for caregivers to meet others who are going through what they're going through.
I would think that this coming up on the 13th is still not too late. It's even if you put a team together the day before.
Absolutely.
Or that morning.
Bring a group that morning.
Yep.
Just bring your checkbook with you.
and that's this is all about raising money, and as we talk about getting that first survivor, that's what's going to help us get to that point.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. As a caregiver myself of my mother, who is at the end of her dementia journey, it's very important to me that I that we get a strong presence out in the community and bring awareness to caregivers and let them know that the Alzheimer's Association is there and we're working so hard to find a cure. So those donations are very important. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't make a donation, please come out to the walk that day because it's a great event, like I said, in getting to meet other people that are going through what you're going through.
Boy, and if you're a caregiver, and you can speak to this better than most, I mean, sometimes you just feel... Sometimes you just feel so lonely and just so helpless. And to come out and see that there are so many people right where you're at.
Again, I think when I first learned of my mother's diagnosis, I had so many questions. And one of my questions was, how was her journey going to end? And no doctor would answer that for me. No nurse would answer that for me because they didn't know. So I think in coming together in a group like this, you can meet people that say, well, this is how it happened for our family. And this is how it happened for our family. Mm-hmm. There's no two dementia cases alike. Everybody has a different journey. Mm-hmm. And I think just getting the opportunity to talk to so many different people kind of can open your mind and just ease your mind a little bit that, you know, there are people who have been through what you're getting ready to go through.
Mm-hmm. And that is a scary part because you wonder, you hear somebody, in my own case with my father-in-law, it finally was pneumonia that's set in. But everybody does have a different story. And everybody's at a different level. My father-in-law, while he didn't know our names, did recognize us. But mm-hmm. I know some people even early on lose even that. So, I mean, everybody's story is different.
Right. We actually have a saying that we often use just to emphasize that point. If you've seen one person with Alzheimer's or any kind of dementia, you have seen one. So the information, the education is really important. But with that, you also want to look at your own personal situation because it's going to look a little different. Mm-hmm. Going to look a little different.
Well, and just the fact that, and we'll get into the different colors and the flowers that people mm-hmm. hold up that day of the walk as we go along this morning. But just to see different people at so many different levels of it, it always strikes me at just how many, and this continues to grow just because I think more people get this becomes part of their life and they want to become part of this.
I also think we have families not only that are walking the journey, but those that have lost that loved one still come back and then honor that person mm-hmm. every year by bringing everybody together. And so, you know, I just think that that's important too.
And it's probably important too, and we can't mention it enough, just the type of resources, Lori, that you offer with the office here in Fredericksburg.
Right. You know, we are a nonprofit. We have some core services that we offer at no charge. Anything from a phone call to the office to, you know, coming in and sitting and talking about what's happening. And we basically just meet people where they are, wherever that might be, early on or in the later stages. Support groups, education programs, an opportunity to connect them with clinical trials. So you're right. You know, there's a lot of resources that we offer just to help walk that journey wherever someone's at.
What's the phone number, best way to get a hold of you?
Okay, so I got two numbers. One would be the direct line to the Fredericksburg office on Princess Anne Street, 540-228-1502. That'll go directly to the office. And then our helpline, that's a 24/7, you know, Christmas Day, whatever's happening, anyone can call that number, 1-800-272-3900.
1-800-272-3900.
Yes.
The helpline, the office number, 540-228-1502.
Correct.
Lori Myers here and Jennifer Murphy here. We are talking this morning about the walked in Alzheimer's. It is October 13th. As we go along this morning, we're going to talk about helps in this area and things that are going on. And we'll when we come back, we'll talk just about what's happening as far as just the disease itself and some progress being made. Right now, you can win a copy of Glenn Beck's new book, Addicted to Outrage. Glenn Beck, the author of 13 number one New York Times bestsellers, issues a startling challenge to people on both sides of the aisle to give up our addiction to outrage. First person to text me in the studio at 540-371-5756 wins a copy. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lori Myers and Jennifer Murphy here this morning. We're talking about the walked-in Alzheimer's. It's October the 13th. Registration is on Jennifer begins that morning at what, 8:30?
8:30 for registration.
And the walk, it's, you also usually have a program, too.
We do have a program, and you actually don't. You can come as early as 7:30, because there's already people there. We get there at 6 o'clock to start setting up. So if you want to come and just kind of hang out and watch what goes on, you can come as early as 7, and then we're going to do our actual walk starts at 10 a.m., and we have an opening ceremony at 9:30, I believe it is. So it's going to be an exciting afternoon, and the nice thing about this walk is you come, we walk, and you get to go home. It's not an all-day event, so it's not going to take a whole Saturday But I promise you, it'll be the most impactive Saturday you've had all year.
No, it is. You walk away like we said with an understanding that you're not alone, and also that some progress is being made, because some progress is being made.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. More recently, there's some stuff that's come out about blood pressure and keeping track of your blood pressure, and that can really make a difference. There's also stuff that the Alzheimer's Association is really pushing in terms of lifestyle choices. We have a 10 ways to love your brain, 10 ways to stay sharp, stay active. So the lifestyle choices we have control over. We might not have control over a genetic predisposition, or if mom or dad had it or grandparents had it, but the lifestyle choices we make can make a big difference.
What are some of those lifestyle changes?
The biggest thing, we want people to do a lot of things, but the biggest thing you can do is exercise.
Yep.
Okay. Exercise is the number one thing. So that can mean different things for different people. Do what you love, because we're more likely to do it. Exercise is huge. Diet can make a difference. They point to two diets, the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, as being just choices we can make in terms of what we're putting into our bodies.
Do you know what the DASH diet is?
DASH diet, it's related to hypertension. It's related to hypertension.
Okay.
So, but with a Mediterranean diet, I do know it's more of your olive oil, fish,
nuts,
vegetables, that kind of thing. In terms of the other areas would be staying socially involved, staying connected. We know isolation is not good for any of us.
Yeah.
It affects our mental health and so many other things. So staying involved, continuing going to church, stay involved with the women's group or the Rotary or that weekly breakfast at McDonald's, learning something new, stretch our brains, challenge ourselves a little bit, learn something new. All of those things, we can make new neural pathways in our brain. So the idea being, let's reduce our risk by doing some things positively in that way.
Interesting. So there are some things to do that if it's in your family, you don't need to sit around and just woe is me, it's going to happen. It may, but it may not.
Right. Exactly. So certainly those are the choices we can make. If you smoke, obviously stop, because we know that that's not good for us. We know being pre-diabetic in midlife can be a risk factor. So if you think about it, if I'm exercising more, I kind of know what my numbers are, cholesterol-wise and blood pressure-wise, I might actually, be in a better place, and maybe I'm going to hold off that risk of diabetes or being pre-diabetic. And we know that can reduce our risk.
Yeah.
So
I know one of the things, my father-in-law did it, and I know I've heard of a number of people who they sit around and do crossword puzzles for as long as they can.
Right. So, you're challenging your brain. You're keeping it sharp. That's another piece of it. Lifelong learning, take a college, take a class, elder study through the university, doing something just to push ourselves a little bit cognitively.
So just health-wise, and I'm sure that this kind of thing, if you go to the Alzheimer's Association website or Facebook page, you're going to find a lot of this information.
Yes, as far as the 10 ways to love your brain, you could go on ALZ.org and just type in 10 ways to love your brain, and it's going to pop up. We have a whole section on research. You can get in there and see what the latest is that way. So ALZ.org is awesome, and if you haven't been on, please check it out.
One of the things I've thought of, and it's terrible as it is to think about. You hear about a lot of NFL players who now are just with concussions and head injuries. But I think I wonder if a lot more research is now happening, because there's so much research with football players and brain injuries.
Yes.
Who knows? Somewhere, it may all it may all help come up with to a cure.
Right. More people looking into it, doing clinical trials, doing observation of who's developing that dementia with football. We're going to get there. And it's just going to take everybody continuing to push forward, provide the money to make the research happen.
Well, and it's you think about where we've gone over the last few years, or just even 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just I know just a lot of the drugs that are available out there are really helping patients quite a bit.
So the things that we have FDA approved do help some people. Maybe manage those, reduce those symptoms for a while. Aricept is typically that first medication that's prescribed. There's value in them. They do help some people, and it's what we have. We certainly encourage people to listen to their doctors, follow through on what's prescribed, but we're going to keep pushing for that ultimate cure.
How exciting will it be? Because this is one of the diseases that you hear about, because you hear sometimes some really encouraging mm-hmm. things from some studies either here or overseas. And
yes. And
this is going to be like cancer, where everybody's different, and it's not as though there's going to be one cure does everybody. But just to unlock just even a piece of this.
Exactly. You know, it's going to happen. It's happened with other diseases, like you mentioned. We're going to get there. There is hope.
And the only way we get there is through fundraising
and
money.
Right. We got to raise the money so that the funding can be out there. We're the largest nonprofit funder of research. We're going to get there, but it is going to take, not only is it going to take the money for the clinical mm-hmm. trials, but it's going to take people participating in clinical trials too. So that's why we have our trial match program, where you can say, hey, I have a family history, I'm currently not symptomatic, and we're going to going to find out where those trials are for anybody with any kind of demographic. That's where we're going to get the folks we need to participate to then find that one thing that's going to jumpstart all of this.
Never thought, but that is, you need people.
Right. And people tend to be, a little nervous about clinical trials. Only about 20%, my understanding, is actually like drug related. So they're looking at a lot of different things. So don't be gun shy on not at least asking about it.
And being a caregiver, I think that's one of the best ways we can really be an advocate in doing the best that we personally can do to try to eradicate this disease. I know I joined the Trial Match program. I haven't actually been matched up to a trial match, but I do get the emails and I do participate in all the reading and want to be a part of a trial match. But as a caregiver, I just want this to go away. I'm tired of hearing people getting diagnosed. Mm-hmm. When you hear the longest goodbye, this disease is the longest goodbye. Every day I look at my mother and I'm like, is this the day that she's going to leave us? So I don't want anybody else to go through this. So I would encourage all caregivers to definitely join in the trials. And it's like Lori said, it's not all medicated. It's a lot of it's just filling out surveys and just, assessing your lifestyle and comparing it to so many other people and then monitoring you through the years and seeing what changes are going on. As a daughter of a mother and father with dementia, of course I'm scared to death it's going to happen to me. So I feel like research is, that's where I want my money to go right now, is to research, because I feel like that's where we need mm-hmm. to really, really focus on.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Well said.
What is, so your mother and father, was there any other cases in your family that you know of over the years?
My father's mother also had, the diagnosis is Alzheimer's, and my father had Lewy body dementia, and mother has Alzheimer's. On my mom's side, there was no dementia diseases. It was all cancer and heart. So mom is the first one, and she's an only child, so we really don't have anybody else to share that with to see if that happened to them. But the point is both of my parents, had the disease.
Yeah.
So I feel like my mm-hmm. brother and my sister and I really, need to be mindful of making sure we do all these activities to keep our brain mm-hmm. engaged. Mm-hmm. And two, I think don't leave out, and when it comes to engaging, don't leave out social media. Get on Facebook as an older person. Challenge yourself to learn how to use your smartphone.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to engage your brain and mm-hmm. not really have to even leave the home. There's so many things you can do without even leaving your house. And I know that, mm-hmm. Older people face getting out. So
mm-hmm. good point.
And just learning that kind of thing, it's so easy for people just to say, I'm too old mm-hmm. for that. But with technology the way it is today, it is easier if your mother learns how to do things, perhaps she can get in touch with you when she needs to.
Exactly. That's right. So get your grandchild to teach you how to use your smartphone.
No, that's really good thing, and it is. I know in families where this is, it is a concern. You look at family history, and you just think, you know, and so that's why those helps, yes, Lori, are really a good idea.
We actually have a community program that we can offer to anybody. It's one of several. What's good for the brain is good for the body, vice versa, and it goes through those different core four lifestyle choices and things you can do. And we give people a workbook, and they really look at their own personal life and think, where can I make some changes, either dietary or exercise-wise, to make a difference? So those are the things we can do to be proactive.
ALZ.org has all kinds of great stuff. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is October the 13th. We're going to get into some of the details about forming a team and just getting involved and getting out there on the 13th. Lori Myers and Jennifer Murphy here this morning. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Thank you for listening. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Shubin.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's is October 13th. We're talking about that this morning. Jennifer Murphy is the one of the walk chair. And Lori Myers is the regional director with the Fredericksburg office of the Alzheimer's Association. As we said earlier, Jennifer, it's not too late to get a team together. And I guess a team can be just you. It can be a couple of people. Just get your Sunday school class together, some of your neighbors, family members. Just
absolutely
do it.
Just find a group of people that are interested in helping to find the cure for the Alzheimer's and help us find that white flower. And come in that day. You can bring your money that day, have a bake sale, you wear jeans to work one day. I can help you with all kinds of fundraising ideas if you so need. If not, our ALZ.org, you can find a million fundraising ideas there. Being a part of the walk is something that will be memorable. It will touch your heart. And like I said, it will probably be the best Saturday you've spent in 2018.
Boy, in social media, it makes it so easy now when you're doing fundraising. I think it surprises a lot of people that when you just say, hey, I'm doing the walk on October 13th. If you'd like to support, you know, here's people get a lot of can raise a lot of money that
I've
way.
I've done all my fundraising on social media. Everything I have raised has been done through Facebook. So it's super easy. You click three or four buttons and you're done. And my neighbors, my friends, my coworkers have all, you know, donated, and I've exceeded my goal that I've raised it twice now. So
awesome.
Super easy. That is the easiest way to do fundraising today.
Well, and sometimes so many people want to do that kind of thing. I just did something yesterday for someone who had a cause, and it was one of those situations where somebody's having a birthday, but instead of, you know, I don't want any presents, but I'm raising money for this cause. And a lot of times you want to do that. If I see that, you know, if I know you and you're doing that and I'm thinking, yeah, I want to help you out. I want, you know, I know what you're going through with your family. So, and it's social media is such an easy way to ask.
Well, not only is it obviously been very successful, Jennifer, you're just getting the word out. You know, it's out there.
Yeah.
And then maybe the person that donated says something to their coworker. And so it just, you know, the information and the opportunity, it just travels.
Hopefully. Right. And when you form your team, you can just share with your teammates, hey, it's an educational experience as well. You're going to learn about the disease. Nobody is immune from this disease. There's nobody who is immune from it. Right. So it's best to be educated on it.
Yeah. Well, and I know having something like the walk, and you do the program, you have a lot of times people just will walk up and say, what's going on here?
Right.
And a lot of times they're touched by it.
Yes.
And then they want to get involved.
Exactly. So they might just walk by, wonder what it's all about. And so we certainly welcome any of that. If anybody's just a little bit curious, just come that morning. See what's going on. Ask some questions. You know, we'll have a chapter table there, a big presence in the community. Lots of community partners will be there to explain what their services are, so that if I'm somebody just starting this journey or just wanting to know what's available, there's going to be all kinds of vendors there to help me figure out what those resources are.
The as we said, the registration begins at 8:30, but you can come even earlier if you want. There's a ceremony at 9:30. The walk at 10, and it really is. It's a walk like this with so many people. It really becomes a community kind of thing. You get to know people mm-hmm. you're walking around, and you do find out that everyone has a story.
You know, that's very true. And with the flowers that are given as you register, that's a point of conversation too, because we have four different color flowers. So even if I don't know too many people there, but I'm standing there with an orange flower, which is just, I support, you know, the association, I may be able to then have a conversation with somebody else with an orange flower. Hey, you're here too. You know, how long have you been involved? So, you know, it's certainly an opportunity to do that.
ALZ.org is the website for the Alzheimer's Association. Is there a link there that if you follow it, you'll come to the Fredericksburg walk?
What I can suggest is ALZ.org/GRVA. That takes you to the Richmond site. And then the Richmond, actually the main office in Glen Allen, we actually have three walks happening this fall. But you would just click on the Fredericksburg walk. We do have one happening this Saturday in Urbana. And then the Richmond walk itself is November 3rd. But it'll show all three of those. And you can click on, you know, the Fredericksburg one if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. That's a good reminder that the office here is part of the greater Richmond area.
Correct. And so there are three different walks. And if anybody gets online and they get frustrated, please call the office. We will get you help. We don't want you to just say, well, never mind, I'm not going to do
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
Nope. We're going to get you the help you need. And if push comes to shove, just come that day
just
and say, okay, I tried to do it. I couldn't do it. I'm here.
Yeah.
And we'll make it happen.
Some people don't have a computer. So,
Right. Yeah,
you can just walk up and someone will fill out some paperwork for you. As we talk about Alzheimer's, sometimes a lot of people, and even I've had questions over the time of, you know, is it Alzheimer's? Is it dementia? Or, you know, there are various terms, and even though it's all kind of in the same family, there are some differences.
Right. And invariably, when I'm out in the community, somebody will ask, what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? Great question. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, the most common type. So dementia isn't the disease itself, but it's the changes in our loved one thinking and confusion and behavior. So think of dementia as the umbrella, changes in functioning, and under that umbrella are the different kinds. So Alzheimer's is under that umbrella big time. 70% to 80% of the time, if there is dementia going on, they're going to say probable Alzheimer's. But there's other dementias under there too that are less common. So that's the key. So if someone says to me, I was just at the doctor and they said I have dementia, just a little bit of dementia, I'll want to ask another question. Mm-hmm. What more do you know? What type of dementia? Because that's what we need to understand. Because the more we understand the type, then the more we're educating ourselves as to what we're really up against.
So if I'm told I have dementia and all of a sudden I just go into this panic, it may not be Alzheimer's.
Right. It may not be Alzheimer's. And there are symptoms of dementia that we can treat. So in other words, thyroid issues, vitamin deficiencies, a clinical depression, there are those things that will present like maybe some confusion, withdrawal. Those are treatable types of dementia. So those aren't under the dementia umbrella like Alzheimer's. That would be under the umbrella of let's go to the doctor, find out, get that treatment. We can treat depression. We can treat thyroid problems. So don't assume anything with those symptoms, but certainly find out, is this a treatable dementia that, you know, that we're going to come on the other side of, or is this something, you know, like Alzheimer's?
So walk us through, Lori, if I go to the doctor, I mean, can they see things during a routine checkup does a person ultimately get on the road to being diagnosed if I bring a loved one in and just say some different things are happening?
Right. So if you're concerned about a loved one, I recommend jotting things down as you go about your day so that you see, you know, with some of those keeping track, finding out if that loved one has some insight as to whether there are changes going on or not. And then if they are aware of changes, you can go in together and say, you know, here's what's going on. Doctors don't necessarily pick up on it in a 15 or 20 minute. That's not enough time to really see things. So if we have that person on board, we're just making that just a really open conversation with the doctor. I'm here for my annual physical. Perhaps that would be the starting point. Here are some things that I see happening. So we can open up the conversation that way. But if we have a loved one who doesn't have that insight or is very angry or just doesn't think that anything is wrong, then we might have a private conversation, if possible, with the doctor and say, hey, I really want to bring my spouse in privately. I'm seeing some things. Could you just do either an observational exam or maybe just say, hey, you're here this year. Every year we do maybe a baseline with some questioning to get the process started. That would be the starting point, would be your primary care. And from there, if they're doing blood work, doing some testing, they're going to hopefully rule out the treatables I talked about. Gosh, thyroid's fine. There's no vitamin deficiencies. We don't have an infection going on. Then they may decide, hey, you know, we would really like to see either a neurologist or maybe go to one of the memory clinics for a more further diagnostic workup.
And some of the symptoms in the very beginning are so subtle that you don't really notice them. So it's good to really, just like Lori said, jot them down and keep an eye on them, because, again, something simple really could propose that there is something developing, but then again, it may not. So it's right. Good to keep track and just see if they are repetitive, the actions that the loved one is doing.
That is good, yeah, because mm-hmm. You don't want to just necessarily jump to conclusions, but also you don't want to take the approach of, you know, it's fine. It's because nobody wants to think about going down this road.
Right. And I found that with our family, and I know many other families, you'll have one sibling or one caregiver that will say, oh, they're perfectly fine, they're just getting older. And then the other siblings will like, oh, no, there's definitely something going on. So it's really good to try to get together and not say it's simple and blow it off, but definitely talk to your physician. And remember that your physician works for you. So you want to really make sure that you have a great partnership with your physician mm-hmm. as a family, and so you can work together.
Right. And anybody over 65, you know, you're eligible for an annual wellness exam. Medicare will pay for that. Mm-hmm. And there's actually some new coding for doctors where they actually will be billed for that cognitive baseline. So ask for that. I guess mm-hmm. we have Absolutely. To become more advocates for ourselves and say, hey, I know this is part of what I'm able to get, and I would like to have a baseline. And if spouses, let's say it's one spouse worried about the other, let's go in together and get our annual exam. Let's both get our baseline. Mm-hmm. And that way it's more of a standard thing. Just like we all hopefully know what our blood pressure and cholesterol are. Those become standard. Let's have this become a standard thing. And we can keep track of it that way.
Like you say, keep track of things that you think are a little bit unusual. And that way, you know, you may look back 6 months from now and say, huh.
Right.
We were there, but we're not there. You know, we've gotten considerably worse. Or, you know, maybe. Well, that was just there. You know, that was that season. And, you know, that doesn't seem to be a problem
right.
anymore.
I mean, there is a thing called mild cognitive impairment, which means I'm still doing okay on the testing, but maybe my family is seeing some people have just a little bit of a change and it never progresses. So they kind of stay at that point, and for them, that becomes the normal. So again, there's a lot of ways that it can go. So I guess the message is talk to your doctor, get an exam, and don't diagnose yourself or assume anything.
Every year we do, before the holidays, Lori, we get together and talk about things to look for at the holidays. And one of the things you always talk about, just as far as, or just when you notice a loved one is doing something mm-hmm. really out of the ordinary, if they were a really neat person or, you mm-hmm. know, were always made immaculate meals and suddenly things are going bad and they're, you know,
right.
Things are in the freezer that they would not normally put in the freezer. So some of those kind of things.
Right. I mean, if you're there for a weekend and mom before would have pulled out the red carpet and had lots of meals prepared and everything tidy, and you walk in and she doesn't remember you were coming, or there's no food, or things are very messy, and that wouldn't be mom. That's something you want to take another look at. What's happening? Did she just have a bad week? Has she been sick? Or is this the start of some changes? Yep.
You offer just some great helps for the community.
Yes.
And a lot of times some of us, I think, are apt just to just sit and try to process this mm-hmm, and try mm-hmm. to figure out what do I do next. When you're there over on Princess Anne Street, over right by Carl's,
yes,
with all kinds of helps and support groups and things like that.
Yes, you know, lots of things, and everything from, you know, calling the office, explaining what the concern is, to making an appointment, figuring out if there is a new diagnosis, you know, wrapping your head around it emotionally, learning as much as you can about the disease and doing some planning. We'll do that. Somebody may just need a referral to a home health agency or an elder law attorney. We've got that information. Somebody may have been caring for somebody for a while and not previously reached out to us. That's okay. The point is reaching out when you need to, and we're going to meet people wherever they are. Support groups are very empowering for people. We offer one, at least one a week in the area for caregivers to meet in a confidential setting with other people. There's some real value in that. Jennifer alluded to that, not feeling like you're the only person you know dealing mm-hmm. with that. So we have support groups. We have community programs we'll do in various locations. Education is empowering. I think everybody should know the 10 warning signs. And I think they just need to know that you might not need us now, but know that we're here. We're a national organization. So anywhere in the United States, there's going to be a local office. Just know that, so that either you personally or maybe somebody else you can pass along, that there is help.
Did we do the 10 warning signs?
We have not done the 10 warning signs. You know, that's certainly available. We can talk about that, or we can also talk. I've got like four or five things that are a sign of dementia versus typical age related.
Let's do that.
So a sign of dementia might be poor judgment and decision making, misspending money, not paying bills on time, maybe not staying as kept. A typical age related thing might be who hasn't made a bad decision. You know, I've got a couple decisions I wish I could change. So normal aging mm-hmm. would be, gosh, if I could do that over, I would do it differently. But a signs of dementia is my ability to know what a good decision is now compromised. I was doing fine in that area, and now it's compromised. Another thing would be, hey, you know, I'm having trouble with the budget, paying my bills on time, you know, knowing what's due, being able to manage that. And I was the budget person for the house.
Yeah.
That's a change. That's a change in function, a change in ability. And so I would question that. Normal aging, you know, who hasn't occasionally missed a monthly payment? Dagnabbit, I was supposed to pay that bill. I stuck it on the counter and I forgot about it. That's going to happen, right?
Right. Absolutely.
I'm not the only one. So that's normal aging. Losing track of a dates and the season. So in other words, we're just into fall. We know we're just into October. If I'm not grasping that, that would be a big change, because
yeah.
that's something we all just kind of, as part of how we work our life. So that might be a sign of some changes in dementia. Forgetting what day it is occasionally, if you've been on vacation and you're not on a schedule or you're retired, Monday could be Tuesday. You know, it kind of gets, you know, a little bit fuzzy there, but we remember later. Oh yeah, it's not Monday, it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to remember it later, whereas if I'm having trouble with dementia, I can't go back and do that. That information's not there for me. Folks with dementia, whether it's Alzheimer's or another type, might have trouble with conversation, completing a sentence, joining in on a conversation. And so they tend to withdraw, or they get partway through a sentence and they can't finish it. That would be a concern. I would want to know why, you know, Lori, who's always, you know, part of a conversation, she's quieter, she's not contributing, she's pulling back. What's happening? Normal aging would be forgetting which word to use. You know, what's that word? You know, you're trying to think of something and you yep. can't, and it comes up later. I'm famous for saying one word, thinking one word, and another word comes out of my mouth. That's normal stuff. And lastly, folks with dementia, Alzheimer's, they begin to misplace things and they can't go back and retrace where it is because they don't remember that they put it away. So if I've put my purse in the closet and now I'm saying, I can't find my purse, I think somebody stole it, I'm not able to retrace and go, oh, wait a minute, I stuck it in the closet. But then again, normal aging, all of us in this room have lost things from time to time, cell phone, keys, mm-hmm. and then we can retrace back and find it. So that's the difference there. So it's really a change in level of functioning that begins to affect us on a regular basis. That's the big difference.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The Walk Into Alzheimer's is October 13th. It's at the Mary Washington Hospital campus this year. When we come back, we'll wrap this up and to give you all the information. The goal this year, $185,000, and you can be part of that. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Walk Into Alzheimer's is October 13th. It's at the Mary Washington Hospital campus this year, and we're talking about that this morning with Lori Myers, the regional director of the Fredericksburg office of the Alzheimer's Association, and Jennifer Murphy's involved with the walk. And again, don't wait. Get a team together.
Absolutely. Go on the website, get a team together, come out that day, support us. You know, again, have a small fundraiser. You can do anything. Just get your friends together and ask them to give you $10 and come out and make a donation to us. We do have a high goal, but that goal is designed that we can give that money to researchers and get them together to start pulling together and find the cure. And so we will one day have that white flower, which is so important to me. As I said, with two parents that have been diagnosed with the disease, I think it's time to come to an end.
Yeah, definitely.
And the money raised also allows the local office to continue all those services that we offer at no charge.
Absolutely.
So we want to continue to offer things and to grow things and to make more available. And so it's just really important. We just need everybody's support.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add too, you know, if a caregiver in the middle of the night, you know, that's when you really think about what's going on. That's when you're probably troubled the most. That 1-800 number is going to be there for you in the middle of the night. So if you just need someone to talk to, if you need to kick some ideas around, if you just need to vent, that's the number to call. It's really hard to call a girlfriend at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I just want to talk about what I'm going through. But you can definitely call our 1-800 number and do that.
Yep. Now, we're lucky to have the office here.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I do think that, you know, boots on the ground here locally is important too. Mm-hmm. People understand that, you know, there is help here locally. The 800 number, if Jennifer were to call and that she wants follow-up, we're going to get notification about that here locally too, so that we can, you know, have that continuity and care and support.
Well, it's such an overwhelming disease. And like you said earlier, Jennifer, no, everybody's story is different. You mentioned, you know,
yes,
you've met one person with Alzheimer's, you've met one person.
Correct. So, you know, people are a little different. Their journeys are all different, but there's some common themes and common challenges that all families go through. And so I think if we can pull them together during the walk, let them know what's available here locally, we're doing our job.
Well, and I always think to have a T-shirt from an event like this, and you just wear it around in air every day. A lot of times you'll have people come up to you and just say, you know, so you're going through it too, or, you know, you, and it's just one of those kind of things.
Right. And for some people, invariably I'll run into somebody that's never even heard of the Alzheimer's Association. Gosh, I wish I'd known you were here. I've been through the journey. That's one of my worst fears. So know now, we're here. We're here nationally, locally. You don't have to go through it alone.
Now, and sometimes just, you know, some of the brochures that you have, just to be able to sit and go through a brochure and say, you know, yeah, you meet, look at it and say, well, yeah, you know, maybe we are, or look at it and say, I don't, you know, we're not dealing with this right now.
Right. So the information is so empowering.
Yeah.
Just knowing the facts, knowing what you're up against. So that is one of our missions, certainly, is to arm people with that information, either here locally or on the website, alz.org. There's lots of information out there.
Boy, and what you're dealing with Jennifer, just being a caregiver, you know, I know this is the kind of day that you do leave it and you do feel, at least for a day, energized.
I feel like I'm with people that understand exactly what I'm going through.
Yeah.
They walk the same walk I'm walking, and it means a lot to me. You were talking about the T-shirts earlier. I can't tell you. I have this shirt that I'm wearing today.
Yeah, and hashtag and ALZ.
Right, and wherever I wear this, and it's almost always in Walmart, someone will stop and say, I had a family member that had that disease, and I make connections, and
yeah,
I talk about that we have local support right here in Fredericksburg. And I can't tell you, sadly, how many did not know that. So we are here in Fredericksburg,
yes,
and Lori would be willing to do anything to help anybody.
Yep.
The office number you gave a little bit earlier, Lori, 540-228-1502.
Yes. So don't hesitate to call. If I'm not there, leave a message. I will call you back as soon as possible. And if you need immediate assistance, you can always, you know, hang up the phone and call the 800 number. It's staffed 24/7. You call at 2 in the morning, you're going to get a live person ready to listen.
1-800-272-3900 is that number. But again, the local number, 540-228-1502. And Lori has all kinds of stuff in the office and can point you to some local stuff if you need it.
Yes. We're ready to help. Ready to help.
Walked Into Alzheimer's is October 13th. New location this year at the Mary Washington Hospital campus over by the Fix Center. And registration at 8:30 on the 13th. The ceremony at 9:30. The walk begins at 10. And you'll be glad you joined in.
Absolutely. Again, I said it would be the best Saturday you spent. And we're also dog friendly. As long as you have
yes,
a well-behaved dog, we definitely invite you to bring your dog. We even have a dog tent set up. So
yep, kids,
bring your dogs, kids. Yep. Make it a family day.
Lori Myers and Jennifer Murphy, thank you for what you do. And we'll see you on the 13th.
Thank you,
Excellent.
Ted.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.